Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
9:01 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Improving the lives of Marylanders is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. Bill in Liberty Town. What's going on, Bill?
What's happening, guys?
Nothing much, man.
Sit down there yesterday and I'm listening. You know, you blame the coaches, whatever. I'm going to lay this at the feet of the Costa because I don't care if you got Tom Brady and Barry at offensive line, you're sitting ducks. And you can't let the guys walk and not replace them. And I get the salary cap. I do.
No. I get what you're saying, too, Bill. If you're going to let them walk, have a replacement in place already.
I mean, they traded one of them away.
Yeah.
And I see them do that quite often, all the way back to Anquan Boldin. You let them walk, and you don't have a replacement. And it's, I mean, I don't care who you have in the backfield. I always said a Super Bowl team, they end up, if they're in the Super Bowl, they have a really good offensive line, and they're healthy.
And a little bit lucky, too, because you need a little bit of luck. Thanks a lot, Bill. Let's go to Trey in Owings Mills. What's up, Trey?
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to make a point and then ask a couple questions of you guys. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I don't feel, based off the game yesterday, I feel fine. Like, you know, we didn't play in the preseason. I feel like just even when Mike McDonald a couple years ago, you know, he started off rocky. I just think it's going to take time for things to settle down. I think the line will be fine. You just got to give these guys some more time. I don't think Harbaugh should be fired. Just give them a few weeks in, and they'll, you know, rattle off probably 10 or 11 wins in a row. And then my questions are, with the Pac-12, how come they didn't reach out to, like, a North Dakota
State? Trey, we got to keep it to Ravens right now, my friend. Appreciate that. Let's go to – call us tomorrow on that. Let's go to Larry in Bel Air. What's up, Larry?
Good morning, guys. Rob, condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Sitting down there watching the game yesterday, I don't understand why in the fourth quarter, not one time, we rotated a safety over to double-team Devontae Adams. Everybody in the stadium knew who the ball was going to go to. It was either going to go to him or was going to go to the young cat.
Bowers. Yeah.
Bowers, yeah.
And who was covering Bowers?
Nobody was covering Bowers. But, I mean, I'm sitting down there, and I'm talking to the man next to me, and there we have Marlon Humphrey, solo coverage on.
Well, Larry, I think you kind of answered your question. When you have one receiver killing you, then you can bracket them and do all those things. But when you have a tight end who's killing you from a area where safeties normally cover, it's hard to bracket the move of safety to get a wide receiver.
When you got a double like that, normally what you're going to see is the guy get bracketed with – so maybe one-on-one with the guy that you have as your best cornerback, best cover guy going up against one of those guys, right? And
right.
then you bracket the other one.
You don't have that guy right now.
No, I mean, who knows? Like, Wiggins looked really good in week one. He obviously wasn't here for week two.
But he didn't suit up yesterday.
But I don't know that he's the guy you're going to right away for that.
You beat the tight end's butt at the line of scrimmage. That's recreation ball. You know, you watch Bill Belichick. Whenever he played tight ends, good tight ends, he would just maul them.
Jam them.
And that's what you have to do. And the Ravens didn't do that last year in the AFC Championship game with Travis Kelce. And this guy's just running around. And, I mean, the coverage was good, and he made some great plays. But still, beat him up.
See, and here's the other problem with this is 10 games where you've lost, or was it? Yeah, 10 games they've lost being up double digits. And then we go through what Joe said with the 25 games in the Harbaugh era. Feels like you play not to win, but not to lose. You know, you're not playing to win instead of playing not to lose, and I do think there's a big difference.
Let's go back out. Let's go to Joyce in D.C. What's up, Joyce?
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry to hear about your mom, Rob.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sure. So last year it was out in the press that Steve Bisciotti was going to hire a game manager, perhaps.
Jerry Rosberg, I thought, was hired in that position.
Was supposed
to be.
He ended up not taking it. You're right about that, Joe. What you got on that, Joe? Hold on 1 second.
So they actually do have a game management person. His name is Daniel Stern.
Okay.
He's been with the team for... Yes, it's the same guy. The same exact guy. His job on the Ravens website, it says he is also responsible for scripting situational periods of practice and advising head coach John Harbaugh on in-game clock / game management and coaches' challenges.
So that answers your question, Joyce. They do have a guy.
Okay, great, because I was going to say they don't have to, you know, announce it and embarrass him. They could just have him in his ear and, you know, help him. But...
Well, I mean...
Except I did it.
But here's the problem is we don't know it. Like, is he the one that's calling or telling Harbaugh to challenge it, or Harbaugh doing that on his own?
And if he is doing it on his own, why am I here?
Yeah.
He's making me look bad, because now Joyce is calling asking if I have a job or not here. Let's go to Selbyville. Is it Selbyville, Sam?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, man?
Hey, the second call we challenged, Devontae Adams, he planted his toes before the white out of bounds, but when he jumps to catch the ball, his toes come back down in the out of bounds. They didn't scrape from green to white. His toes came down in the white.
I disagree. I disagree, Sam. I thought he was in all the way. I disagree with that. That rubber was popping up in the green area.
Wait a minute. You're saying he made the catch while his feet were planted?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he made the catch. He was in bounds.
He had to jump to catch the ball.
He came down in bounds.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. They reviewed that to make sure that was right because Harbaugh threw a challenge flag that he shouldn't
have. They reviewed it from several different angles, and every angle I saw, I thought was in – I didn't even think it was even – controversial. I thought, okay, yeah, he's in bounds.
Did you also think Isaiah Likely was in week one at the end of the game?
He's gone. Why you got to be that? Why you got to do that?
Well, kids don't call in and say the guy's in when he was clear, or he was out when he was clearly in. Come on, man. That's just being fans. Like, hey, we should have done this. Come on, man.
Did you think Isaiah Likely was in bounds too? See? People think I'm the jerk.
You are.
Look at the Mitch in Owings Mills. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's going on, fella?
Nothing, man. What's going on with you?
I mean, it's hard, but, you know, Harbaugh got to be on the hot seat, man. This is like, we can't keep losing double-digit fourth-quarter leads, and it just seemed like our sense of urgency as a team is never, like, on any type of pace. Like, we just, like, just mosey along. Like, we don't never establish any pace. We don't get no rhythm. We don't make any adjustments like throughout the game. Like, we're prepared to start the game, but you know when adversity comes and we gotta adjust. Like, we're not prepared for that. And Harbaugh's just too—he's a little too lackadaisical nowadays. I don't know. It's, you know, he's just like the good guy, man. We need some divas in the locker room. We need some Bernard Pollard, somebody that's gonna stand up. And be like, you know what, man? Shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hey, I gotta go.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Yeah. Did you either also that think word, Lately was in? Either that word is going to have to be acceptable on radio soon. I don't know. We've dumped that word, what now, three times in less than a month, Jeremy?
Yeah.
He's a demon.
That same word.
He's a demon. Came out in him.
Did he say demons or divas?
No, demon.
Need some demons in the locker room?
I have a demon inside
demon
me.
In the locker room.
Oh, Lord.
They got some,
I thought he said
they
divas.
Got, they got some divas in the locker room, too, boy. We don't get an exorcist. We don't want to go there.
We need an exorcist. You got demons in the locker room. Mike Preston's report card at 9:30. But on the other side, we go around the National Football League. Each of us picks two MVPs around the league. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland, right here on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
We go around the National Football League. We're picking out two MVPs. My MVP from the from the Arizona Cardinals game, and I got to beat Jeremy to it. They win 41-10 over the Los Angeles Rams. Marvin Harrison Jr., 4 receptions for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns.
There's one fantasy analyst that called him Marvin Treadwell Jr. after, you know, Laquan Treadwell and the struggles he had. I couldn't wait to go to his feed today. I couldn't wait to see what they had to say.
My second MVP is Justin Jefferson for the Vikings with 4 receptions, 133 yards, and a touchdown, including, oh my gosh, he went off.
Oh,
97 yard touchdown play by Justin Jefferson. Jeremy, who are your MVPs?
He can't help himself.
You guys don't understand. I did this whole like monologue over here just talking to myself the entire commercial break about Rob taking Marvin Harrison Jr. from me. I told him to come to me first. I said, it's all right. I'll just take Justin Jefferson. So he switches up his second one and takes Justin Jefferson. My first one goes to Malik Nabers. I'm good on the fly. It's all right.
In the words of a close family member, ho, ho, ho.
I'll take Malik Nabers. Won't you be my neighbor? 10 receptions, 127 yards, and a TD. That dude is good. He made Daniel Jones look good for a short period of time there. But, man, what a ball player. This, get the ball in his hands, get him into space, and we'll see what happens. Here, I'll give my other MVP.
Who?
Well, this is for the Jets, but it goes to Will Levis. What the hell is your dumbass doing? You're in field goal range, you're falling down to the ground, and you throw the ball backwards? Even your coach said, what the hell are you doing? So the Titans were my lock yesterday, so you can see I feel a certain way about this. Then they run the football all the way down. It's first and goal from the 10, and you have multiple timeouts, which means you can keep running it if you want. Nah, let's throw it 4 times, see what happens. Yeah, drop Will Levis's sorry ass back. Smother that SOB in mayonnaise and throw his ass out with the trash.
Jeremy, come on. Before we go to Mike Press's MVPs, I think we ought to do this.
What?
Let's go to Randallstown and get Wanda. Wanda, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I know we're not doing shovels today, but before I even do that, I want to tell Rob, your boy, the DJ, Griff, anyway, he did a tribute to Frankie Beverly Friday night, and he shouted you out for your mom.
Oh, that's what's
to,
up.
You know, give his
that's
condolences. Cool.
That's what's up. Appreciate that.
All right, so what I want to do is I want to give Mike Preston a shovel anyway, even though we're not doing that.
You just got it. Mm.
Okay.
Why?
Because you can't call Kyler Murray a midget. That's wrong. You don't want anybody calling you the N-word. Don't call that man a midget. You can't call short people that name.
Yeah. He's a little guy.
Thank you, Wanda.
Yeah. I'm glad she gave me the
Mike,
Rob.
Mike, who are your MVPs?
That midget.
That's why I went to him first. That's why I went to the call first.
I'm out.
Oh, my God.
That little munchkin had a quarterback rating of 158.3. That's perfect. You know, and I could see if you called up and said I was disrespecting him. I'm giving the man his props. Man, he was 17 of 21, 266 yards, 3 touchdowns, they beat the Rams.
Look at the picture of the two MVPs here, guys.
41-10.
Rob, you see that? Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. You got a picture of them both. You can see the top of Kyler Murray's head in the picture.
That's tough. So, and the other guy is Max Crosby, Bill's little brother, he had six total tackles, two sacks. And they did a great job of moving him around, looping him inside, causing the Ravens all kind of problems. But, again, you go back to coaching and say, when you start this game, why isn't this guy isolated? You got to know where he is on the field all the time. And the Ravens didn't do a good job of that until later in the game. That's a major coaching weakness there. Something was not done to take this guy out of his spot. So anyway, it's Max Crosby and the giant Kyler Murray.
The giant. Oh my goodness, man. Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, gentlemen. And Rob, my condolences to you as well.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Absolutely. A couple things. Do we think that our solution to the O-line is somewhere on the team already, whether it's been Cleveland, even something like a Pat Ricard stepping up, or even someone that could be on defense that might make
chances? Preston doesn't like Ben Cleveland, so I don't know. I mean, based on Preston, no.
If Ben Cleveland was going to be the starter, he would be the starter. There's something there they don't like about him. I mean, I've watched
him. He's not in a doghouse or anything, is he? That you know?
No, no. Okay. It's the knee bend. Doesn't make a lot of blocks into the second level. That's a problem. So if he was a guy, he would be the guy. But he's not. So they've moved on. And I was kind of interested to see if he would even make the roster this year. Because he's
a fourth-year
player.
You said that.
Yeah. So,
And one other comment. I do hope that we get this resolved, though, if not this season, but by next season, because after that, honestly, Lamar's probably going to request a trade at that point, and someone will gladly take over his contract. So I hope that we don't see that happen, though.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the call.
Light's green, man. Move it. Sorry. Heard the horns.
Let's go to Jason in Randallstown. What's up, Jason?
How you doing, Rob? I'm on the same note, bro. Like, we was always taught if it's not broken, don't fix it. I'm not gonna lie, I kinda miss Morgan Moses. I think we should have never got rid of Morgan Moses and my brother Kevin Zeitler, man. Like, the offensive line is suspect. I'm not liking it, not one bit. If we keep losing, I don't think we're going to go to the playoffs, man. I'm really having second doubt, and I'm just not liking it, not one bit, man. So what y'all guys think? Like, we shouldn't have never had got rid of Morgan Moses and them guys.
See, I don't know what the financial ramifications would have been to keep those guys around. It's easy to say that, but I don't know what the cap situation would have been, Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't either. It's kind of tough to sit here and say, okay, did that cause them not to get this guy? Would this have happened because of that? I'd have to go back and look at what the numbers were. But again, I'm one of those guys, too, that I think it's better to get rid of somebody too soon rather than too late. But you got to have something to replace them with, at least something you trust, especially with the most important. Like, people talk about quarterback. Yes, it's the most important position on the field. But Mike said it early. Can I call them fatties? The five fatties up front going up again. Like, whoever wins that, I mean, when you win in the trenches, more times than not, you're going to win the game.
Right. That's elementary football.
Yeah.
You know, Zeitler would have cost some money. Simpson probably would have cost some money because those guys were free agents. And they played reasonably well. You know, but Morgan Moses, I mean, that was a trade, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then he did redo Ronnie Stanley's contract. So they made some moves. But, man, when you pay a quarterback, you're going to have weaknesses, and it's starting to show up.
Well, and then people keep saying this, Rob. It's like, well, they need to go trade for an offensive lineman. Who's giving one up worth a damn right now? Nobody's doing that in the middle of the season. You'd have to wait. And the trade deadline even happens before the middle of the season. So you really got to look in that crystal ball and say, hey, you guys ain't going to make it. Why don't you give us this guy? Because you're not going to keep him next year.
Now coming out of retirement, J.O.
He can have my big toe. I ain't using it.
Let's go out to Sean in Minnesota. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I think this team is going to be fine. Where they're going to start rocking off a few wins here and there. Harbs, you know, he's going to make his boneheaded things. I think John Harbaugh must be just content with taking his team on the road during the playoffs because, you know, a few losses in September really don't mean that much until December comes around. And yes, you've already lost to the Raiders. You've already lost to the Chiefs. You know, it makes those division games all the more important. Mm-hmm. And so are you going to be outcoached by Stefanski and Tomlin and who's the other fellow over there in Cincinnati? Taylor? Oh,
Zach Taylor.
Coach. Yeah, Taylor. Are you going to be outcoached by them? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be – yeah, you have these guys on your show every week. You're entertaining, you know, you're chucking it up with them in the offseason. Like, learn something, Harbs. Be the coach. But, they're going to be fine. It's just going on the road. That's what's just going to happen. That's what I got.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Final thoughts at 9:45, but on the other side, Mike Preston's report card.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
On the Fan.
Preston's Report Card.
Brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus.
The aftermath of an accident can feel like you're getting wrecked again. Don't get wrecked twice. For the best advice, call Rice Mirtha Pesaurus at 410 Rice Law.
Preston's Report Card.
Mike Preston's report card. Mike, who, in your opinion, as you look back on it, was the most impressive player on the field yesterday, either team?
Besides Max, Bill Cosby's little brother, Max, was very impressive.
It's his first cousin, Crosby.
Yeah, he's a Huxtable. Oway, I thought, played well.
Okay.
Kyle Van Noy played well, especially for a guy who struggled with the eye injury during the course of the week. I thought he played very well.
Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers played really well.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not in the report card. Sorry.
Game balls, definitely.
No, they don't have to be. I'm just talking in general. They don't have to be in the report card.
No, those guys played extremely well, especially in crunch time. I mean, that's where he went. I mean, he stared them down, went to them, and challenged the Ravens, and they went out.
The old adage was that a tight end, it takes a little while for them to kind of get going.
Not anymore.
No, Laporta comes in the league.
707's reels, man. Oh, 707 leagues.
You look at all these guys. There's so many good ones.
Mike, you gave the coaching staff a D, okay? I'm going to act like a student. Professor Preston, gave me a D. Right. What do I have to do to bring that up at least to a B?
Win a game. Just one game. See, I'm just messing with you. You hear this guy talking about win 15 games.
Right.
I mean, we've all been coaches. We know how to be in that situation. You don't worry about winning 15 games.
Yes.
Win one game.
And that's the thing that contradicts himself, man, because he talks about one game at a time, but your defense is the next 15 games.
Next 15 games. No, win a game. One game. You were 0-2. All right? Win a game, and then we go from there. But coaching, the challenges they lost, the adjustments, they got out-coached in the second half where the Raiders just came out and offensively moved the ball down the field. Defensively, they couldn't make stops in the last 12 minutes of the game. Gave up 2 field goals and a touchdown. That can't happen. You want your defense on the field. That's the position you want to be in. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't close out the game. So, no, they get a D.
Mike, what about running backs? Was it kind of a mixed bag? When we talked about the false starts with Derrick Henry, that sucks. Why didn't you go back to it? Why weren't we seeing more carries? And why couldn't you close out a game when you have the best battering ram in football?
Part of the problem were the penalties. You know, when you come out in first down and you're committing penalties, and then all of a sudden you're first and 15 and first and 20 with those kind of things, that puts you in the hole. Then you got to throw the football. And then at one point, the Ravens, I think in the fourth quarter, they were like third and whatever, and then they throw like a 10-yard pass, and I'm like, that's not going to do anything.
Right.
But
that's
basically what you're forced into that situation because you're not taking care of the penalties, and they put you in those situations. So,
and Joe just tells me Henry's first false start was a 3rd-and-1.
Yeah, well,
so that puts you behind schedule.
Yeah, it does. And the thing was, what was it? Was it twitching of the foot or something like that twice?
He fell over. He lost his balance.
Oh, I fell over. Oh, I fell over again.
It was Charlie Kohler took the direct snap. They got a first down, and then they whistled the play dead because he literally lost his balance and leaned forward. It was like, dude, that's the second time you've done that in 10 minutes.
He was excited. Leave him alone.
It's ridiculous, man.
Mike, you started off the receivers grade by saying, like a week ago, it took the Ravens a while to get all of their pass catchers involved in the offense, and then you proceeded by giving them a C. So, with that being said, is that the fault of play calling, or is that Lamar's job to get these guys involved earlier?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. You know, for the most part, when you go into a game, you want to get your playmakers involved early because you want to get them hot. You want to get that adrenaline flowing. They don't do that. I mean, likely? Oh, we didn't see much of him at all. We saw some Andrews, but it's like for some reason they can't get their two tight ends involved in the offense. And those are your guys. I mean, Bateman, he didn't do much for me. Aguilar is just out there.
I like Bateman a lot.
But they don't get him involved until the second half of games. Why?
Well, let me ask you about special teams because we'd be remiss if we didn't bring it up because Tucker misses a field goal, how things set up for it. People are talking about Tucker beyond 50 and the struggles. It's not just that. It's also, you know, some of the penalties and different things we've seen, the bad punt. What are your thoughts on special teams?
They need to improve as far as when to return a punt, when to return a kickoff. There were some problems there where you just kind of thought, like, why is he coming out of the end zone on this kickoff? Mm-hmm. You should just hold and take the ball at the 30 because you're not going to get back that far. You know, and those are the things we addressed last year. And they caught on, but why are we still addressing those things at the beginning of this season? It's basically the same personnel from a year ago. They haven't changed that much, but still they're struggling in those areas, and they need to be addressed.
Again, Mike Preston's report card, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Quarterback, a C, C-minus, actually. Running back, C-plus. Offensive line, a D. Receivers, a C. On the defense, defensive line, a B. Linebackers, a B-plus. Secondary, a C. Special teams gets a C. Coaching gets a D. Mike went through each position earlier on Monday Morning Quarterback. You can go on the Odyssey app right now to hear that. All right, now let's go to San Antonio and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Question for you guys. Should they look at maybe possibly restructuring some contracts because of this the O-line and most of them being rookies? Maybe start looking at some free agents early? And just want to get your thoughts on that.
It's hard to say. What free agents are out there, though, Chris? Let's before you restructure contracts, do you think there are really some free agents out there that are an upgrade to what you have?
I can answer that one.
Yeah, that's
no.
I just don't. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but the problem is I don't. It's going into week three.
Well, that's
I don't see who's out there on the street.
Like, you ain't finding treasure in the trash out there. This ain't happening. Ain't the golden ticket, Willy Wonka. You're not. It ain't. It's just. And then people that are talking about, hey, they need to trade for an offensive lineman, it's like when people say, hey, you guys got to trade for some starting pitching. Well, who wants to give it up now?
Right.
Who wants to give up something of value that they consider? You got to find the right situation where there's a bad team with a good offensive lineman whose contract is expiring, or maybe he's getting paid too much in the next year.
And on top of that, now that I know how much you need them, guess what? I'm
going
to ask for a lot. Yeah. The price. Yep. You already showed your hand. You need offensive line. You need some offensive line bad, don't you?
21 Savage wrote a song about that. How much it going to cost to get an offensive line? Oh.
A lot. Period. Ed and Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I looking at the offensive line, because that's what I've done most of my life. You guys have, you know, been to the practices. I actually was privy to go to a practice way back when we had Joe Gibbs here. Tell you how long it was ago. Are they doing any practicing during the week? Like, my thing is always this. Between Monday and Thursday, that's when you lose the game. You don't lose the game, well, I'm talking Friday night, like a high school game, but he pros. You don't lose the game on Sunday. You lose the game Monday through Thursday.
I hear you, Ed, but I kind of disagree with that. You can lose a game on Sunday. Bad decisions can make you lose a game. If all is even and you're making bad decisions, you lost that game Sunday.
You're right.
I think you can, I mean, lose a game on Sunday for all intents and purposes. Now you can lose a game before then because of bad preparation.
Exactly, like what Vinny always says, piss poor, you know, whatever Vinny says with the
preparation makes piss poor performance.
Exactly.
And I get that, but my point is this, Mike Preston, when the game is 26-23 and you were up 10 in the fourth quarter, you can lose that game on Sunday.
Yes, because the head coach's job is to get you to the final 4 minutes of a game. Then your playmakers take over, but when your playmakers aren't making plays, then you got to coach your way out of it. And I've said this before and said it many times over the years. John Harbaugh's not very good in crunch time. His game day decisions are pretty poor.
I was just looking at something, too. It just came across the wire before we step out. If you guys saw Isaiah Pacheco, fractured fibula. We'll see how long he's out for. He left yesterday's game in a walking boot. Just got me to thinking, like, who's the Chiefs' backup running back? It can't be that fullback steal. They ain't going to the Whitecat 32 times a game or whatever to sit here and run the football. They need a running back now because I think Edwards-Helaire got hurt. I'd be interested to see what their room looks like. And I only bring it up because obviously Chiefs are the cream of the crop. That's who you're going to be chasing for most of the year. They could have a situation where they got to find somebody.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Don't go anywhere. We'll return our final thoughts and a preview on tonight's Monday Night Football matchup on the Fan.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts on the Ravens 26-23 loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. We've seen this movie before, Jeremy. We've come away from games with the same questions, the same comments, the same aggravation and frustration, and yet here we are again. How many times are we going to continue to pound our heads against the wall over the same things over and over?
Absolutely.
And that's my final thoughts of it. Something's got to change. And I'm not sitting here saying change the head coach. Have a sit down with him. Or maybe he's beyond that to where he can take those suggestions from the people above him. But something's got to change because you can't keep losing games the same way.
Well, there's a couple different things. I mean, you got expectations, right, coming into the season. Then you go 0-2. Now he's talking about the next 15 games. You're going on the road for the next one. You can't afford to go 0-3.
That's a poor response, too.
Yeah.
You know? That's a poor. If you tell me, well, we're going to put this game behind us and get ready for next week, which you hear Belichick say all the time, that's great. But don't tell me about the next 15.
Yeah. I mean, it's good if you win next week. You're still 1-2. You're not 1-0. So the fact is, you've got two more tough games. The Cowboys at home, they just got embarrassed. Again, I don't know how good the Cowboys are because it was Jekyll and Hyde from week one to week two, and that's why I always call week two overreaction. Looks like the Saints are pretty good, but that being said,
pretty
good. And the problem is, like, you could say everything you want. If the offensive line keeps doing what they're doing, and you keep having penalties, which to me, again, falls on the coaching staff, what are we doing here? What's going to happen? I mean, you're going to run into a season where you just keep pressing, because the fact is you are 0-2. You have to win the next game. You don't want to fall back 0-3 and make that even a bigger hole to climb out of.
Mike, they go 0-3. It's the sky's falling big time in Baltimore. The
sky is starting to fall already. Yeah, as I wrote this
morning, Mike.
There's like these clouds that are hanging over the city right now because they don't have a formula. They don't have an identity, offense or defense. And people are starting to... Did you notice the crowd yesterday? People were like leaving in the final 5 or 6 minutes of that game. And then the Raiders had all of those fans behind the Raiders bench.
When they finally won, you heard a lot.
And yeah. I saw a lot of empty seats in that place, even for a season opener. That was strange to me to see that happening.
I hope they don't lose, Mike. Because if they lose, I already know what the press conference afterwards looked like. We got 14 games to focus on. We're gonna put this one behind us. We got 14 games to get back in this thing.
Hey, but Rob, it still comes down to
we are mighty men.
And I'll say it.
Still salty.
If you guys can't win up front, you're going to struggle.
That's not what you said before. Lose. You said you're fat boys. Yeah. That's what you said.
I was trying to
you're
be
afraid,
nice. I tried to
you're afraid
up,
for somebody to call in and say you can't call them fat boys?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Wanda, please don't call me.
Hold on. Wanda's great. Wanda should call every day.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Wanda comes with the smoke. Was she the one that called me out for calling Cowie? Is that her?
Yes. I think I'm next. Rhonda, don't call it anymore.
Rhonda does not hold back at all. Now time for us to look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup.
Monday Night Football preview.
Of course, coverage of Monday Night Football begins tonight right here on 105.7 The Fan at 7:30. Kickoff is at 8:15. Let's start out with you, Jeremy Kahn. You got the Falcons versus the Eagles. What's the line and do you like it?
The Falcons are getting 6. The total for tonight is...
That means they're 6-point underdogs for the...
Yeah, for
gambling,
the novices
for the
out
gambling
there.
Impaired.
For you people that aren't degenerates like me, it's 6 and 45.5. I do think this game leans towards the under, but I like it. I like, I almost said Arizona. I like Atlanta tonight plus the points and a bounce back. I didn't like what I saw from Philadelphia's secondary. You could sit here and say you didn't like what you saw from Atlanta's quarterback, but
no,
I think this is an interesting spot. I like Bijan Robinson over rushing and receiving, but my favorite play tonight is going to be Drake London over receptions. He gets matched up with a rookie. They take advantage of that tonight, and I think that's why they win the game. Big game from Drake London.
Kirk Cousins better have a big game because it won't take long for the mumbling to take place. You drafted a quarterback in the first round in Atlanta. You go 0-3, then don't think for 1 second. Then folks won't start grumbling. In fact, they'll be 0-2. This is only the second game. But, you know, you go 0-2 on the year. Mike, I think you'll start hearing some things in Atlanta.
I think you're going to hear some things. I think the Eagles are going to win. I don't know anything about predictions and scores and so forth. But I just think the Eagles, their coach is on the hot seat a little bit. There's some pressure there. I think they're going to get it done and they win.
Do you think if the Eagles win, but Cousins and company puts up some points, he has 275 or more, then you won't hear as much of the noise in the background?
No, you always hear noise. Anytime you take a quarterback in the first round, remember, the backup is always the guy they always want in the lineup. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it regardless.
Jeremy, are we starting to see maybe why they chose Michael Penix Jr. in the first round? Maybe, you know, somebody upstairs believed in Kirk Cousins, but somebody else thought, just in case.
I mean, it's stupid. You paid Kirk Cousins all that money. Like, you should have spent that first round pick on something else to try to help the team win now. That's just my opinion. I was wrong when the Chiefs did it with Pat Mahomes. Maybe I'm wrong again, but Michael Penix Jr. is also not a guy that's coming out perfectly ready. Healthy. He's had injuries throughout his career. He's an older quarterback, and by the time he's ready to replace Kirk Cousins, to me, it's going to seem like a wasted draft pick unless they make a move early and they look like geniuses.
Hey, Mike, Saquon Barkley, week number one, 24 carries, 109 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 3 touchdowns total, right?
Yep.
If he has another performance like this, New York will officially burn down. It would officially be no more after the Giants lose again to fall to 0-2.
Add the dimension to that offense. It's something that they've lacked for years, but this guy can play, man. And if he comes back, that's... They're going to be tough to beat.
To Mike's point, he looked great. You know, the Giants for years relied on one man on offense to get it done, and Saquon Barkley, and they said, we don't need you. So now they're relying on one man named Malik Nabers, who's a rookie, to get it done for him. Because there ain't anything else to be excited about on that offense right now.
It's tough, man. They're tough to watch. And I think the Eagles win this one tonight, Jeremy Kahn. I think they cover the 6.
You don't know.
I'm going Eagles 28, Falcons 20.
No, I don't see that happening.
28-20.
I think we're going to look at Eagles 21-17 over the Falcons.
So you have not covering.
Not covering, but winning.
All right.
Falcons start 0-2. You got looking at the division now where everybody's like, hey, Falcons are going to run away with it. Tampa looks good. New Orleans looks good. What you got, Mike?
Yeah, he might look like he has something, don't he?
I already told you. You look like
you loaded up. But you had that kind of...
Time to get out, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mike, hold on.
But which an hour?
He just went Shador Sanders on us. We still got 2 minutes left, and you're trying to get the hell out of here because we ain't getting the ball back.
Man, am I on the clock? I ain't pushed the clock in a long time.
Mike, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll see you next week. Or will we? Will you
no,
be on the road?
I'll be in Dallas.
Well, get your ass back. You got time.
Get me some more barbecue. You know what I mean?
Jeremy Kahn, you're the man. Thank you very much. And happy birthday to Jeremy. If you see Jeremy today, give him a nipple pinch and wish him a happy birthday. He likes that.
A nipple pinch?
Yeah, he likes that.
Oh, man. Don't
say that. They're tender from last night.
Don't say that. You know how he reacts.
I know. I know. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Monday morning quarterback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.